Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Tzadi Gimel. Lamatzina Mechitza Le'Isser. At the end of the previous Daf, Abayi said that we never find a case where adding walls creates an Isser that didn't exist when the walls weren't there. So we've already challenged that statement from two sources, and the Gemara continues to challenge Abayi from two more places. First, Vatanya Abayi Shechetzi Mekura Vechetzi Oeinu Mekura. If a house has a roof over half of it and vines are planted under the roofed part, it's mutter to plant grain in the other part because we view the roof ending as if it extends straight down. However, if you add more roof over the entire house, now all of a sudden it becomes usher, so because there's no pitikra anymore. So Abai responds that finishing the roof is actually a siluk mechitza, so it's removing the roof ending, which served as a mechitza, so it's not an additional mechitza. The second kasha, we say, the Bryce says that when there's no wall, we can plant grain 4 amos away from vines, but unless a wall that surrounds the vineyard is 12 amos away from the vines, we cannot plant grain in between the vines and the wall. Apparently, the presence of that end wall creates a chumrah. So Abai answers that when a vineyard is surrounded by a wall, the first 4 amos around the walls are not fit for planting. The 4 amos closest to the vines cannot halachically be planted. And if the remaining space to plant is less than 4 amos itself, according to Beis Hillel, or 8 amos according to Beis Shammai, it's batel to the vineyard, and therefore it's going to be usher. Only if there's ample space to plant after leaving 4 empty amos near the wall and 4 empty amos near the vines can we plant. So it's not the wall that creates the usher, it's the amount of plantable area that creates the usher. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shalosh Karpefos Zebet Zev. There are 3 enclosures next to each other, each with one person, and the middle one opens to both outer enclosures. So if the middle one is narrower than the outer Karpefos, we view all 3 people like they belong in the middle Karpef, and they can carry, no matter how large the enclosures are, because a group of 3 people is viewed as a shayara, a caravan, for which there's no limit to the area one is allowed to enclose. If the middle one is wider than the 2 outer ones, we certainly don't view all 3 people as belonging to the middle karpef, and the total area enclosed by the 3 karpefos cannot be more than a total of 6 beis sa'a, 2 beis sa'a for each karpef. What if there's 1 person in each of the outer karpefos and 2 people in the middle? Do we assume that both middle residents would go out to a single karpef, making it a place for 3 people, which can be of unlimited size, or perhaps each of the outer karpefos will have 1 member of the middle karpef come out to it? Even if the previous example is not viewed as being a residence of 3 people, what if there were 2 people in each of the outer karpefos and 1 person in the middle? Do we assume that since the single person has to go somewhere, it's certainly an area for 3 people, or since we can't determine which way he will go, none of the karpefos can be viewed as having 3 people? V'hilchus abayin l'kula. In both of the last 2 cases, we're mekel. Gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha. When there's a 5 tefach elevation and a 5 tefach mechitza on top of it, so it appears like a 10 tefach wall from the perspective of the lower chatzer, there are 2 shitos whether it can be viewed as a mechitza from the perspective of the upper chatzer. Amar Rav Chista, Ein mitzarfen. Rav Chista holds it cannot be viewed as a full mechitza. At first, it seems that a brisa contradicts Rav Chista because it says that in the case of gidul chamisha mechitza chamisha, the 2 chatzeros have to make separate erevin, implying that even from the perspective of the top chatzer, it is separated from the bottom chatzer by a mechitza. The Gemara, however, concludes that the case of the brisa is where the upper chatzer is a taller mechitza that extends around on all sides, except where it borders the narrower lower chatzer. If the fence where it meets the lower chatzer is made up of a gidul chamisha, mechitza chamisha, each chatzer made their own eruv. The lower one, because the gidul chamisha, mechitza chamisha, is viewed as a 10 tefach wall from its perspective, and the higher one, because it's surrounded on all sides by higher mechitzas, except for the space where it opens to the narrower bottom chatzer. If the fence where it meets the lower chatzer is lower than 10 total tefachim, the bottom chatzer cannot make an independent eruv, but the upper chatzer can. Darish Maremar, Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Mitzarfin. Maremar holds that the elevation and wall combine to be considered a 10 tefach wall. V'hilchasa, Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Mitzarfin. Gemara concludes the halacha that it counts as a full 10 tefach partition. By Rav Hoshea, the Yurin Abban B'Shabbos Ma'ushe Yasu, if a chatzar had an erev and then conditions change that expose new residents to the chatzar, such as a wall falling between the chatzeros, does the original erev remain intact? So Rav Chista thought to prove from the Braisa that talks about a large chatzar that is breached into a smaller chatzar, where it becomes usher to carry in the small chatzar, that when conditions change on Shabbos, the halacha changes. However, Rabba points out that the Braisa was talking about a case where the breach happened before Shabbos, because we know that both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold that if an erev was made through a window that connected 2 chatzeros and the window was closed on Shabbos, we assume Shabbos kivin shehutra hutra, we can still rely on the original erev, and the halacha doesn't change in the middle of Shabbos. Rav and Shmuel argue on this very point. Once in Shmuel's town, when the fences came down between the two chatzeros, Shmuel only advised putting up a curtain between the chatzeros for privacy's sake, but held that we can still rely on the Erev between the two chatzeros. Rav didn't want to object openly because it was Shmuel's town, nor did he want to give the impression that he agreed, so Ahadrinu Rav La'ape. He simply turned away to show that he disagrees without disagreeing blatantly.